Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. It is a big old world, and we're going to talk about lots of parts of it today as we talk your international economic plan with a couple of great guests on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Memphis is famous for being the home of the king of rock and roll, but it's also the king of cash flow. If you're looking for affordable cash flow properties, it's hard to beat Memphis. Get your portfolio rocking and more cash flowing your way by calling Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry's the king of turnkey properties. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com. And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing Report. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Joining me as usual, it is our co-host and financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
We have so much to talk about today, and it is such a big world. We've got two amazing guests, and really, we're going to focus today on the whole world. The world is your oyster. Real estate investors and real estate are all very local. All real estate is local. You can't really talk about huge trends in real estate, although we're going to attempt to do that next week. You have to focus on specific markets, and yet it is such a big world. And we've got a couple of folks today on the program that we hope are going to open your mind to the world of possibilities.
Well, you know, I mean, we've looked at certain asset classes. We've seen real estate prices in homes go up, which means that margins are a little squeezed. Rents have been going up too, though, so that's been very positive, right? You hear in the apartment space how cap rates have come down, which means you're paying more for the same income. And so it's wise to always be looking around for where is going to be the next great opportunity and how can I get there ahead of the crowd. So it's always important to take time when you're in these transitions to think about how you're going to do that. And of course, we know we're in a global economy and there's all kinds of stuff going on just from the flow of capital in and out of the United States. And you may be thinking, you know, maybe you want to have an international type program. Obviously, big in the news lately have been tax inversions with the corporations who buy offshore subsidiaries so they can flow their income. GE's done that. Apple's done that. You could make a big laundry list of all the different companies that have done it. I think there was a food chain that was getting ready to do it that decided not to do it because of some of the political fallout. But the point is that people who manage money on any level are looking internationally for how they can put themselves in the best position to earn money, to hedge against inflation and other types of economic risk, and to diversify their exposure to opportunities and make sure that they have a chance to take advantage of emerging growth markets. There's lots of reasons why both corporations and individuals, both as investors and just as citizens, are thinking about these international strategies. And part of what we want to bring to you on today's show is an opportunity to look at that through some guys' eyes who actually specialize in doing that and working with people that are taking those steps on a daily basis.
Well, last week on the show, we had attorney Jeffrey Verdon talking about, well, structure and asset protection and estate planning, but also about Puerto Rico and the unique set of circumstances that has arisen that have businesses and individuals looking at Puerto Rico from a real estate perspective. Today, we're going to meet a couple of guys who are going to give us different perspectives. And our first guest is an amazing guy. We've been tracking and following and, shall we say, stalking him for a few years. We were at a lot of events where he is, and lo and behold, we were at Freedom Fest this year. We had had a chance to sit down with Mr. Doug Casey. Doug is an author, an investor, an international man. In fact, his first book was called The International Man, and he's got several books since then. Really, his claim to fame is Casey Research, his research company. Just a tremendous amount of research. We go to all kinds of conferences where we hear folks from his company who present on mining or on gold or on real estate, different aspects of it. Today, he mostly travels the world, but we had a chance to sit down with him and talk real estate and more. So when we come back, you're going to meet international man Doug Casey today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You're listening to the Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, and have more delight and excitement in your future than in your past, keep listening to the Real Estate Guy.
And welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada at Freedom Fest, and it is our honor to introduce you to international investor, author, speaker, the international man, really, the amazing Doug Casey. How are you, sir?
Thanks, and it's a pleasure to be here, Robert.
Yeah, it's good to see you, and I've been following your stuff for a long time. You guys do a bunch of brilliant research. Our, of course, listeners are interested in real estate investing, and you have some experience in a lot of different places. Tell us about international investing.
Well, I'm an advocate of internationalizing yourself for a number of reasons. One of them is I believe that as we speak now, we're in the eye of a gigantic financial hurricane, one that we entered the leading edge of in 2007. It was very stormy in 2008 and 2009, papered over by the creation of trillions of new currency units. But now we're about to go into the trailing edge of the financial hurricane, and it's going to be much worse and much longer lasting and much different than what we had in 2008 and 2009. So it's important to internationalize yourself, because as dangerous as the world can be from an economic and financial point of view, your main danger is actually political, even here in the United States. Because your government views you as a source of income, and you want to insulate yourself from that. One way to do that is by internationalizing yourself. Another reason is that if you're just, and I know real estate, of course, there's no question, is a local commodity where you can keep your eye on it, you know the local market and its peculiarities. That's all true. But on the other hand, if you watch the whole world, you'll see exceptional bargains that crop up that most people are completely unaware of. And I could give you so many examples of these things that I've seen over the years. Some of them I've taken advantage of, some of them I've passed on.
Well, and it is interesting because this is a story, the international story, you've been telling a long time, right? This isn't new information. You've lived this, you've lived in a whole bunch of different places, visited dozens and dozens and dozens of countries, and really have a more global perspective.
Yes, I first bought a very nice condominium in Marbella, Spain, in 1986. And the reason I did that was because it was clear to me that when Spain came into the European Union, that all these Nordics and Germans that would want to get out of the cold climate and come down to Spain when it became feasible with the EU to do this easily.
Sure.
And southern Spain is, most people aren't aware of the fact, it's the farthest south place in Europe. It's further south than Sicily, for instance. And you can actually see Africa from southern Spain. And I was right, and the condo tripled in value in the subsequent Spanish real estate boom. Then I went to Hong Kong, and there was a China crisis there at the time. And I was able to buy an apartment above the yacht club in Causeway Bay with a fantastic view of Hong Kong Harbor. At the time I bought it, it was on the top floor of a building, and that apartment on the top floor costs less than in the same building one on the ground floor would have been. Now you say, how is that possible? The ground floor apartment's noisy. It doesn't have any view at all.
Right.
Well, the reason is they were afraid that when the Chinese took over, they wouldn't fix the elevators and nobody's going to walk up 13 floors.
Wow.
So we bought that for, it was almost free, $40,000. Sold it last year for $1.2 million. Now, that is a good hit in the real estate market.
Absolutely.
And it's worth more now than it was then. I thought I was getting out at the top, but it went higher. You just can't tell. So I can give you a lot of anecdotes like that. But the more you know about something, the better you do. And it's very helpful to have comparables. Like, I'm in Argentina now.
Right.
I bought an apartment in Buenos Aires about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's 5,000 square feet. It's a two-story penthouse. It's in an excellent building in the very best part of town. And if that was in New York, it would be minimum $20 million.
Right.
In London, 20 million pounds.
Yep.
In Buenos Aires, less than $1 million for it.
Wow.
So, and it's cyclical. At some point, Buenos Aires will become fashionable again. It's a fantastic city, wonderful city, as nice as as London or New York, quite frankly. But it's out of fashion because the current Argentine government is insane. But most governments around the world are insane, so what's new? But cyclically, when it becomes popular again, I'll get London or New York prices. I mean, right now, if you want to buy a meal, London is probably the most expensive city in the world.
Yeah.
When I first went to Buenos Aires in 1980, it was more expensive than London. So these things go up and down.
Such a good point. Real estate is so cyclical. And you've lived in a lot of different places. Are you also investing outside of the places you live?
Oh, very much. Because when you're a foreigner investing, you're treated as capital to be cultivated because they know you can run away and take your capital with you. Whereas here in the United States, they figure you're not going to go anywhere and you're subject to all kinds of depredation. So I would rather be treated as an honored guest than a local milk cow, quite frankly. So I'm always looking for these things. I mean, we've bought a lot of land in Argentina because it's very depressed now. The last similar situation I did that was in New Zealand when in 1999, late in the 90s, I'd been going to New Zealand on and off for years, but I'd been playing polo, and which is a sport, incidentally, that most people think, oh, I can't get into polo. But in New Zealand at the time, it was just a bunch of tough farm boys that liked to play horse hockey when they weren't playing rugby.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of atmosphere it was. So I loved it. I liked it a lot more than Palm Beach polo. And I went there. The Kiwi dollar was 38 cents. So we bought a whole bunch of stuff in New Zealand. And it was a very depressed economy at the time. It was a very cheap place for, you know, property, for meals and restaurants, for employees. So the property that we bought at 38 cents, the Kiwi dollar is now 87 cents. So we've gotten a huge hit from the currency.
Yeah.
But there's been a boom in property within New Zealand. It's probably gone up 5 or 6 times within Kiwi dollars. So it's been a home run. You know, you can do very well just staying in the United States in real estate if you know what you're doing. But the problem I've got, Robert, with American real estate in particular at this time is that it's floating on a sea of debt. I mean, most people can't buy and can't sell unless there's mortgage money available. And right now, interest rates are basically all-time lows. And they're artificial lows, in my opinion. The next step is vastly higher interest rates for a lot of reasons. And high interest rates are the enemy of high real estate prices. So that's kind of militating against most U.S. real estate, in my view. Second thing is that most of these local governments and state governments, for that matter, well, the national government, too, they're all bankrupt. They're all looking for revenue. And everybody knows it's rich people or people that have money that own real estate. You can't move the real estate, so it's easy to tax. So I don't see real estate taxes as going down. I see them as going up. That's not good for real estate. So I would rather look for opportunities elsewhere around the world.
It is a big world, that's for sure. Now, let's talk a little about what you guys do at Casey Research, because you have an incredible team of researchers, and it's, you know, obviously you look at metals, you look at stocks, you look at a lot of things. How did that evolve? How did you start that, and it's grown into this wonderful service for people.
Well, I wrote a book back in 1978, or 77 actually, called The International Man, which was a guidebook about how to make the most of your personal freedom and financial opportunity around the world. And then in 1979, I wrote a book called Crisis Investing. You'll recall in 79, things were getting kind of scary in the economy.
Right.
And the book said that, look out, we're going into a really tough time. And of course, by the 1980s, the stock market collapsed. The interest rates were 15-18% even for government paper back in those days. Then in 82, I wrote, and at that point, I started a newsletter because people wanted more of that particular approach.
Yep.
And it's kind of grown over the years, and now it's a reasonable-sized publishing company. I think we've got a couple hundred thousand people that take our publications.
Now let's talk about silver and gold a little bit. You're a big proponent of metals. What do you see going on there?
Well, the thing to bear in mind is that gold, and to a lesser degree silver, because it's more of an industrial metal than a monetary metal, although it's both. Gold is the only financial asset that is not simultaneously somebody else's liability. And in a world where there's a quadrillion, that's a very large number, that's $1,000 trillion
wow.
dollars worth of derivatives, an over-financialized world where you don't even know who owes who what, and who's backing what, and the characteristics of these things. I think you want a financial asset that's not simultaneously somebody else's liability. Most of the banks in the U.S., they're all illiquid. I think many of them are insolvent. It's dangerous to keep large amounts of money in a bank, especially when you look at what happened to Cyprus recently, which I think is going to be duplicated in many other places in the world, where they
right.
basically took everybody's bank account above 100,000 euros. Shocking. I mean, they just confiscated it. It was called a bail-in.
Yep.
I mean, you'd think that would have caused a revolution, but, I mean, maybe people are so happy watching reality TV and taking Prozac that they don't care. But, no, I think you want to, I think the foundation of your financial portfolio should be quite a bit of gold that you have personally in your own possession. Nothing wrong with that. It's a good way to save, good way to put aside assets.
All right, good stuff. Well, we sure appreciate your time today. Always good to hear what's on your mind, and good to have you on the program.
My pleasure, Robert. Thank you.
All right, that's Doug Casey, founder of Casey Research. When we come back, more from Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
If you've been listening to The Real Estate Guys for a while, then you've heard about the legendary Investor Summit. Simply put, it's the highest level event we do, and the content, faculty, and attendees are amazing. If you're serious about taking your real estate investment to the next level, consider joining us. You'll spend an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. And you'll have a blast. Join Peter Schiff, Ken McElroy, Tom Hopkins, and the Real Estate Guys for the 13th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. It all begins March 5th, 2015 in Miami, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and reserve your spot. The event is more than 80% sold out, so make plans to join us. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 13th Annual Investor Summit. Don't miss the boat.
Are you still sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out when and where you're going to buy those investment properties? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Atlanta, Georgia is still on sale, but you better act fast because the deals are almost gone. Hey, this is Ken Corsini with Georgia Residential Partners, and I want you to know that there may not be a better investing opportunity than Atlanta right now. Listed as one of the fastest growing markets in the country, both in terms of jobs and population, Forbes predicts 26% appreciation over the next 3 years. At Georgia Residential Partners, we sell turnkey, cash-flowing investment properties. We also sell wholesale properties at insane discounts. We're launching a new home construction product this summer as well, And if you're still nervous about stepping out into another market, I will personally partner with you on a small portfolio of homes, if that's what it takes. Don't wait any longer. Check us out at gainvesting.com or call our office at 770-924-5450. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, I'm Robert Kiyosaki, and I encourage you to listen to those wild and crazy real estate guys. They're the best, been working for years, and they know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Great to hear from Doug Casey. Lots of good stuff in there, which we'll digest in a minute. But before we do that, and before we introduce our next guest, it's time for you to get involved. Yes, it's Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize on today's show by knowing the answer to our Real Estate Trivia question, which, of course, today is going to have something to do with international real estate and in fact, a particular part of international real estate that is near and dear to Doug Casey's heart currently. Before we do that, we'll tell you how it works. If you've not listened to our show before, every week we ask a real estate trivia question. All you have to do is listen to the question, and if you think you know the answer or just want to take a guess, send us an email quickly to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. And if you do that this week, you'll win a copy of the great book by RE/MAX co-founder Dave Leniger called My Next Step. Before we give you this week's question, last week when we had Jeff on the program, we asked this. When controversial hotelier Leona Helmsley died, she left a $12 million trust fund to her dog. What was the dog's name? Well, the dog's name was Trouble. And the way you know that is today when you go to the New York Palace Hotel, which was the Helmsley Palace, they have a bar called Trouble's Trust.
I would have guessed Lucky.
Well, in actuality, the court took that $12 million trust and whittled it down to only $2 million, saying that $12 million was excessive to take care of a dog. So a $2 million trust.
$2 million dog.
But it's so clever. When you walk into the hotel, they have this cute little bar, and it's called Trouble's Trust, and the napkins have a little dog. And in fact, he is a little Maltese, I think. I should say. Do you go to that bar today? I was there just a few weeks ago. They have drinks such as the Pampered Pooch and the Queen of Mean. So whatever you want to think about Leona Helmsley, that was the answer to the question. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. As you know, Doug is currently residing in Argentina. Argentina shares a land border with five other countries. Name them. Which five
Japan.
Countries, and not Japan, which five other countries, border Argentina? If you know or want to take a guess, send us your answer to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. The winner will get a copy of the book My Next Step by Dave Leniger. Great stuff. That's today's real estate trivia question, and it was awesome to get a chance to sit down with Doug.
Yeah, Doug is probably one of the most respected minds in the financial arena, especially the alternative asset international type scene. We go to a lot of these conferences, and I subscribe to just a bazillion, as you do, Robert, just a ton of newsletters. And a lot of people listen to what Doug Casey has to say. He's been around for a long time. He's done a lot of stuff. He has a great track record. He's got a huge team of really bright minds that work with his research firm. He puts out great stuff. And so it's always a privilege to get a chance to spend some time with him, especially one-on-one, when he's available to do that. And so it was very nice of him to take time to sit down and talk with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great, great stuff. Well, our next guest is someone who helps people looking to not only invest offshore, but to obtain economic citizenship. How can you get residency or even a passport in another country? That's what we're going to talk about next. Stay with us. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Hi, this is Sam Freshman, author of Principles of Real Estate Syndication, and you're listening to the Real Estate Guys.
Are you achieving everything you want in life? What if there was a time-tested way to ensure that 2015 is your best year yet? The most successful people in life set goals and keep themselves accountable. But how? The good news is that it's not rocket science. You too can learn the skills and unleash the motivation that will create success in your life. And now is the time. Hi, this is Robert Helms, and I'd like to personally invite you to attend Creating Your Future, the 2015 Goals Retreat, January 9th to 11th in beautiful San Diego, California. This unique weekend event has been called phenomenal, inspirational, and life-changing by the hundreds of people that have attended. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com and click on events or call 888-489-7723, extension 18. Get your life back on track, physically, spiritually, and financially. Attend the 2015 Goals Retreat on the second weekend of the new year. Click events at realestateguysradio.com. This is no dress rehearsal. Live the life you were meant to. Visit realestateguysradio.com or call 888-489-7723, extension 18, today. Hey everyone, it's Robert Helms, inviting you to join the Real Estate Guys at the Planning for Prosperity Conference, presented by NewView IRA. Did you know there's over $5 trillion of wealth currently held in individual retirement accounts? And most of it is overly exposed to an arguably overheated stock market. At Planning for Prosperity, experts will be discussing alternative investments, such as real estate, private placements, private mortgages, and much more. It all takes place in beautiful Orlando, Florida on Friday, October 17th. So if you're anywhere near Orlando or need a really good excuse to visit, attend Planning for Prosperity. Get all the details at realestateguysradio.com under the tab that says Events. That's realestateguysradio.com under Events. And Russ and I will see you in Orlando.
Hi, this is Gene Epstein, economics editor from Barron's, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program from Las Vegas, Nevada, and Freedom Fest. We're talking about all kinds of great things today, and it's time to talk real estate and economic citizenship from Henley Estates. Please welcome John Green. Hey, John.
Hi, Robert. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. It's fascinating what you guys do. You know, people are today interested in finding out what it takes to get residency and, in fact, even citizenship in different places for different reasons. And some of that ties into real estate, interestingly enough. So why don't you tell us about how you guys help people with economic citizenship?
Sure. It's a real niche market that we're involved with. Essentially, one of the world's number one citizenship by investment programs is the St. Kitts and Nevis program. You purchase real estate there worth at least $400,000, along with your fees, brings you up to about $500,000 US, and that qualifies you for citizenship of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Now, you don't actually have to live there full time, do you?
No. This is a true citizenship by investment program where you don't actually have to step foot on the island if you don't wish. We, of course, always recommend our clients go and visit the island firsthand so they gain a better appreciation for the market, and we can show them around the island and each of the projects that we recommend so they get a better understanding.
So if I'm interested in finding a domicile to have another citizenship, there's other places where I can do that. But this interesting thing about this is it's tied to the purchase of real estate. So it's not any real estate, though. It has to be qualifying real estate.
That's correct. It has to be approved by the government in order to qualify the applicant for citizenship. And interestingly enough, there's over 50 approved projects on island that qualify the purchaser. However, the vast majority don't pass Henley Estates due diligence. We really look at the financial record, the reputation of the developer to make sure they're able to build what they promise they're going to build. And that's really important for our clients, as well as a five-year exit strategy, as the minimum time to hold the property is 5 years. So we want to make sure our clients can exit after 5 years if they wish.
So if I purchase a property, go through the program, get my citizenship, and we'll talk about how that works in a minute, and then sell the property, I still retain citizenship?
That's correct. You can sell it after 5 years and maintain your citizenship for life.
Now, are these all new properties, or are resale properties part of the program as well?
It's predominantly brand new properties in these developments. The government changed the rules as of January 2012 so that new purchasers after the five-year hold period will requalify for the citizenship program.
Okay. So obviously this is a way for these countries to be able to bring in, you know, new money and new vibrancy and new citizens. And it also seems to be a great way for people that are interested in having dual citizenship to approach it.
Yeah, it's making a big difference for the country. Not only is it bringing in more money, it's helping these developments build more amenities such as pools, tennis courts, spas, golf courses, which in turn is bringing in more tourists, which of course brings in more money and really helps the country develop.
So walk us through the program. Someone says, this sounds really interesting. I'm a real estate investor anyway. I've heard a lot about St. Kitts and Nevis. How do you work with a client to get them to the point where they can qualify for citizenship?
Sure. There's a number of steps. First, we introduce, we'll send them our brochure, which introduces the program and the various developments that we recommend so they get a better understanding. At the same time, we ask them to fill out what we call a T1 form. It's really a background check that we do on our clients to ensure that no red flags will come up when they're actually applying for the citizenship program. If there are any red flags before they actually apply with the government, we can address those with the government and take care of it before they waste their time applying for the program. And then, like I said, I recommend clients go down there. We can pick them up from the airport, drop them off at their hotel, and then provide a full tour over 2 or 3 days around the island to gain a better appreciation for the real estate market.
Now, the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis is actually two different islands. Do you have properties in both places?
Yes. Yeah, it's two islands, one nation, and we have recommended projects on each island.
So if someone is unfamiliar with the market, they can come down, take a look at what's available. But I'm guessing that before they go, they're going to have at least a feel. I mean, looking at some of the brochures, you guys have some beautiful properties, really nice areas, nice developments. They're going to have a feel for what the properties are going to be like.
Exactly. They get a good understanding of the five projects that we're recommending. And then once they get there, they'll get an even a better appreciation for it. And the projects span everything from the Four Seasons Nevis, which of course is a 5-star hotel, kind of top of the line, as well as Christoph Harbor, which is another fine development that's coming along quite nicely.
On our Investor Summit at Sea a few years ago, we toured Christoph Harbor, and beautiful, beautiful development. Lots going on there. So what about if somebody has a spouse, a family? How does that work in terms of economic citizenship?
Sure. The applicant can apply for themselves, or they can include family members, spouse, children. They can even include adult children between the ages of 18 and 25, as long as they're going to school full time and they're fully dependent on the parents. And then you're also allowed to include your adult parents, as long as they're over the age of 65 and, once again, dependent on the main applicant.
So if you would, John, tell us about who your clients are. Who are the people that you see who are seeking out an alternate citizenship?
Sure. Our office is based in Vancouver, so we predominantly deal with the North American market. And what we're seeing with our American clientele is a lot of them are really looking for what we call the ultimate plan B, or a life insurance policy in their back pocket. If things continue to go the way they're headed, you know, they want an out, basically. At a moment's notice, they can leave the country and travel to a small, peaceful country such as St. Kitts and Nevis, you know, and really get away and live a different lifestyle. Others are looking for that retirement, you know, some place to settle down, a warm climate, and really enjoy that lifestyle down in the Caribbean.
Now, if someone purchases a property through this program, is there any restriction on their ability to rent the property out?
No. Depending on the project, some of them are condo hotels, so they're rented out on your behalf. You can use it a few weeks out of the year. Others are condominium complexes where you could choose to live there 365 days a year or rent it out part of the time. And that can all be taken care of on behalf of clients, so they don't have to worry about that. And that's either done by the hotel or we at Henley Estates can take care of the rental management on behalf of clients.
Now, John, St. Kitts and Nevis is obviously one of the areas that people look at, predominant area in a lot of ways, but are there other jurisdictions that you guys can help people with if they're interested in economic citizenship?
There are. Our sister company, Henley & Partners, helped Antigua model their program after St. Kitts. So it's virtually the same with a small few minor iterations, but it is another great program that's come out for economic citizenship. And because the program was launched in November 2013, it's still new, so they don't quite have the same backlog. So we're seeing our clients being approved for citizenship in as little as 3 months on Antigua. So that's one of the comparable citizenship programs. Other ones that are out there that we're heavily involved with includes Malta, which is in the European Union, in the Mediterranean Sea, just below Italy there. It's a little bit more expensive for clients. It's coming in at about €1 million, but that's proving very, very popular as well for the world market.
Now, from where you guys sit, you've been doing this a long time. Does it seem like there's other countries that are interested in offering some sort of economic citizenship? Because up until now, it's only been a handful, and there were a few countries that used to offer it and don't. What's your take on that?
More and more countries are becoming interested in this. I think they're taking a look at the benefits that have come to St. Kitts. You know, more and more money is being poured into the country. You're seeing improvements in education, schools, hospitals, road infrastructure, and it's really making a difference on St. Kitts. And other countries are seeing that, especially in the Caribbean, and they're wanting a piece of that as well. And so they're looking at exploring some of these programs as well.
All right, good stuff. Hey, if someone's interested in this, and I don't know why they wouldn't at least want to get the information, what's the best way to contact you guys?
Best way to contact us is on our website, henleyglobal.com. You can email me as well. It's john.green, that's john.green@henleyestates.com.
All right, John, great stuff. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Robert. Appreciate you having me.
You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program from Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms, and if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits, the beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforests, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world, and why U.S. real estate continues to drop, Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life. Over the last few years, I've had the privilege of sharing the services of Paradigm Life with you loyal Real Estate Guys Radio listeners through our website, www.beyourbank.com, and also on the annual Investor Summit at Sea. Subsequently, we have seen a variety of financial situations across the socioeconomic spectrum and how everyone, regardless of their situation, would improve their financial lives by following the system we specialize in. As a result of this experience, we have created an online e-learning system so anyone without obligation can learn about the infinite banking concept. This free e-learning program is found on our website, www.beyourbank.com. So check it out today. The website again is www.beyourbank.com.
Hey, this is Peter Schiff, and when you're not listening to me at SchiffRadio.com, make sure and listen to the Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. Hey, join the Real Estate Guys at the New Orleans Investment Conference. We'll be there. Doug Casey will be there. Peter Schiff will be there. Frank Holmes, who will be on the show next week, is going to be there. And Alan Greenspan. It's going to be an amazing event. You can find out all the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Click on events and you'll see the New Orleans Investment Conference. Well, what do you think about that economic citizenship in St. Kitts and Nevis?
Well, I mean, I think that that's extremely interesting. And I love the idea of getting citizenship through a purchase of real estate, because there's ways you can do that just by making a cash donation, basically buy your citizenship. There's countries that do that. There's other countries where if you make an investment in a business, then you can obtain a certain level of citizenship, or you obtain citizenship if you make a certain level of investment, I should say. But the thing is, a business can fail. And so then you've got the citizenship, which is great. And if that's your main thing, that's great. But then the business could fail and then you don't have that. But if you buy a piece of real estate, it's hard for real estate to fail. I mean, the financing structure can fail. You know, maybe there's a problem with the building and it needs to be reconstructed. But in very rare circumstances, does a piece of real estate completely fail? So if I'm going to spend a bunch of money to obtain citizenship and my primary goal is to get a passport and to have that access to have a plan B so I can travel. You know, right now, I mean, sadly, Americans aren't necessarily the most popular people on the planet. And if you're traveling around and you end up in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they're trying to figure out who's an American, and you can whip out a passport that is something other than U.S., it could save your life. And that's part of the thinking behind this for people that travel all the time, is to have two or three different options for them when they travel. But the thing is, if you're going to go to all the trouble to do that, then it's nice that you end up with a real asset, something that has intrinsic lasting adding value as part of the package. So I love the concept of real estate-backed economic citizenship.
Yeah, you know, having been to St. Kitts and Nevis, it's a beautiful place. It's not the only place that has economic citizenship, but it's certainly one on the top of the list. But as John talked about, and I completely concur with this as I get around and travel, there are a lot of places considering it because it makes sense. Think about all of the Caribbean countries whose primary economic drivers are things like trusts and entities and banking and those things, because they don't have big resources. They're not rich in agriculture and so forth. Many of them don't even have, you know, standing armies. I mean, they're small countries, but they have an opportunity. And just like any entrepreneur, they rise to where opportunity is. And so we're seeing that those kinds of places are considering these programs. Now, I will tell you this, having another passport for all the wonderful reasons is not the end all be all. And at the end of the day, all passports are not created equally. Where you can go, what it takes to get into another country, the ease of travel, all those are very, very different. So just make sure you do the research and know why it is that you want to do it. A lot of people think they want to get a passport. Great, research it, look into it. Tell you what though, St. Kitts and Nevis, two very beautiful islands.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anything in the Caribbean is just beautiful. But I think there's something else interesting that's going on, because a lot of the Caribbean nations and several smaller jurisdictions passed very friendly banking laws, high privacy laws, did things to attract capital. There's recent regulation with the United States where we've kind of pushed our tax code out across the world with this thing called FATCA. And that is basically where they are requiring now of foreign banks to report on U.S. citizens that have money in these foreign banks.
And Simon Black calls it the most arrogant law ever written.
But we can get away with it. The United States can get away with it because we hold the reserve currency of the world, the U.S. dollar. And if you want to bank in dollars, then you're going to use the U.S. banking system. If you don't roll over for the IRS, then the United States can come in and lock you out of the banking system, which basically locks you out of international finance. And so these banks are capitulating. Swiss did it. If Switzerland did it, I mean, just think about it. So now these countries are going, now what else can we offer people? I think, and we'll see, this is just speculation on my part, but I think we're going to see more countries looking at economic citizenship as a way to kind of supplant or replace the lost opportunity they got in their banking system as a way to attract capital. You know, you don't necessarily have to give up your U.S. passport or your U.S. citizenship in order to obtain foreign citizenship, and that's an important factor. And you brought up another important factor, Robert, which is not all passports are the same. If you're buying it primarily because you want to be able to travel freely, there's a big difference. Like if, say, for example, you have an Italian passport or something like that in the Euro, you're going to be able to travel around the Eurozone without a visa. If you have a little Caribbean country passport, you're going to probably have to get a visa when you're traveling to the U.S. or any of the major European countries. And so just do your homework before you plunk down a bunch of money. Most of the purveyors of these types of things, like John, are going to have expertise in these matters, but you probably want to retain an attorney in the particular jurisdiction so that you really understand exactly what the deal is. And then think about, if you had it, how would you use it really? And then do the specific research on that and make sure that you're going to get exactly what you are paying for, because it's not cheap. That's, again, why I love the idea that at least if everything else falls apart and the passport thing goes away, you still end up with the real estate.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk bigger picture about real estate, because that's really, I think, what Doug brought to light. I mean, he's such a casual guy about his investments. And after the recording, we talked more and more about some other places that he had real estate, substantial international holdings. And I loved his perspective of being a welcome guest in these countries.
Right, right. And I mean, that's another huge thing. It's such a funny thing. You know, countries right now are competing. And that's a great thing. It's like lending tree. Remember the old lending tree thing? When banks compete, you win, right? So now you've got countries competing for capital. They're like, hey, you bring your money to our country. Bring your business to our country. Bring your citizenship to our country. And great, you do that. Now, if you're already there, though, they maybe have a different attitude about you, right? They're like, oh, hey, you guys already here, so let's tax them. So I've been watching, you know, I watch a lot of football. It's that time of year. I got to watch a lot of football. And I see these ads from New York State. And New York State is out there promoting these tax-free zones. And I think we've talked about this once or twice in the program in the past. But they have these tax-free zones where if you will bring your business to New York State, who's competing? They want the jobs, right? They will give you a tax abatement for like 10 years. 10-year tax holiday. You don't have to pay any tax in New York, which is a highly taxed state, right? And so I have a friend who has a business in New York. And I'm like, dude, well, how do you feel about that? And he goes, well, they raised my taxes. so they could underwrite the lost tax revenue on bringing these guys in.
Brilliant.
I'm like, really? He goes, if I could move my business out of the state, I would do that. And so it's really interesting, you know, to Doug's point, you know, on one side of the coin, you feel like a welcome visitor. Please bring your money, bring your capital, roll out the red carpet here. Let us make it easy for you to start a business. Let us make it easy for you to buy property. Let us make it easy for you to open up a bank account. And then you flip it over. And once you're there, they're like, whoa, 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 let us figure out a way to tax you. And let's figure out a way every time you spend money, we're going to get a piece of that. And if you try to take your capital out of the country, let's find a way to restrict that. Simon Black talks a lot about how as countries become increasingly desperate and people begin to try to flee these oppressive taxation regimes and whatnot, that you're going to see more capital controls being instituted. He argues that this FATCA regulation is, in fact, a manifestation of that in the U.S. And this movement against tax inversions, which has been going on forever, all of a sudden now is a big deal. Well, do you think that $20 trillion in national debt and $1 trillion a year deficit or $600 billion or whatever it is right now have anything to do with it?
Right.
It could.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are things that, you know, as you continue to build your wealth, as you continue to look for ways to preserve your wealth, like we talked about with Jeffrey, right? It isn't just about making money. It's about protecting what you've got. And part of that, I think, is an international strategy. And you don't have to have billions. You don't even have to have necessarily hundreds or tens of millions. You got a few million bucks or you're on your way to a few million bucks at the end of the day, which is easy to do in real estate, by the way. So if you're doing that, then why not kind of begin with the end in mind and beginning to get educated on these types of things and opening your mind up is where it starts and learning about how these things are. So when you get to the point where you are ready, you will recognize it and you will already have started down the path of education and understanding so you could begin to take actual actions to implement.
That's exactly what Doug talked about. He says, you know, you'll find these opportunities, these great buys. You'll find those if you're out looking. If you're not looking, you won't. So where do you start? I would definitely not suggest international investing as your first investment. No matter where you live in the world, listeners now in more than 180 countries, probably close to home makes sense if it makes sense close to home.
Right.
I like to say, live where you want to live, invest where the numbers make sense. The easiest place to invest for many people is what they know, where they know, markets they're familiar with. Once you've got a portfolio going, that's great. Get rich in a niche. But you've got to just think, is there a reason to maybe park a little bit somewhere else? Another state, another county, another country, and there's lots of great opportunity. We're certainly big fans of international diversification. In many ways, international diversification has saved our bacon as we've gone through the turmoil of the last several years, and it's worth your consideration. Now, where? That's completely up to you. All kinds of great emerging market opportunities, a lot of great, solid, stable market opportunities, too. You got to think about, though, the realities of travel. I had an opportunity to speak in New York City for a global real estate symposium, and I was talking about the basis of law, the language, the way that business is conducted, the customs, time differences, property management, licensing. I mean, all the things you need to think about when you go to another country. Not to make it sound daunting, it's easy to do. It just means you need to make sure you're understanding what the laws are, what the rules are, how disputes get resolved, what contracts look like, all that. But the rest of it is basic real estate. You're looking for opportunity, whether that's equity growth, cash flow, whether it's personal use, but a lot of wonderful places out there. One of the places we certainly love is the beautiful country of Belize. We've got our Belize field trip coming up. We'd love to have you join us in Belize. We'll show you what that market is all about, and you might think there's amazing opportunity if you come with us. You can find out the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Under events, you'll see Belize Discovery Trips. Hey, big thanks to Doug Casey and John Green for sharing their time with us today and their great information. Next week on the Real Estate Guys radio program, we're going to take a look at the commercial real estate market and what's happening there, and Frank Holmes will bring us up to speed with what's going on in the global economy. It's going to be a great show. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys radio show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.